Okay, ladies, well done. That was fantastic. Sitting here, waiting to get your medal, how did that feel?
Awesome. Like, it's a step in the right direction. Like we were speaking to you yesterday, Sarah, we're on our upward curve as it is, and that was just a step in the right direction, and we've got so much more we can bring to the boat, but it's an exciting start to the Olympics.
A great day for rowing today, Natasha Page. And, you know, you talk about that upward trajectory. We were 3 seconds behind them yesterday, 3 seconds with them today. 3 seconds in a day?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we can keep doing that. Yeah, but we're really excited about this crew, and we're getting together now, and we're almost properly announced, so we're just going to keep up with this momentum and see what we can do.
Jess Eddy, I've worked out, so there's 41 days to start the Olympia Regatta. You're improving at 3 seconds a day. Talk to me about this crew and what it brings to the British women's rowing squad.
It's a massive part of the team. I mean, it involves 9 of us, 11 with 2 spares, and our team of 17 girls. That's a big chunk of it. And it's just a really dynamic, fun, energetic group to be part of. And I think that reverberates on the rest of the women's team. And you've been in the team, so you know what it's like at the top. And it's like really fun team to be in, to be honest. And we're in the most fun 40 days of our lives waiting to come, and I really think we feel that, and it's great to be here, to be on the podium. And we're on exactly what Tasha, we're on the upward trajectory, so I hope it keeps on going. Well, I know it will, so I'm really excited to crack on, to be honest.
Louisa Reeve, you came into that race, you've got out, you've trapped the Romanians all the way. That last 500, such a sprint. Talk me through it.
I guess it didn't feel like a sprint. It was just kind of doing what we set out to do and kind of take the speed up together as a boat. I don't know how fast we were actually going, but I didn't know where we were. Normally I'm looking around all over the place, but I was just like in the boat and just put it all into the blade.
Keep the focus, lady, that definitely works. Natasha Page, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think Caroline played a massive part in our last 500. I won't say exactly what she said, especially to Jess, but it worked. I felt it up in my seat. So she played a massive part to our last 500. It's quite psychological there.
Caroline O'Connor, you've just joined us. We hear you played a massive part in that life. And what exactly did you say?
Oh, well, that would be telling Sarah. But we'd worked quite a lot between the race for lanes and the final, and just making sure that we raced the race a little bit more. So rather than having a really strict race plan, have a race plan that we want to race. But if the race pans out in another way, well, we've got to go with it.
I loved it. And I noticed Louisa Reeves, we spoke to her, she talked about the boat game together. You are so crucial in that role. And I've noticed you in training, how much you're using your hands, how much you're visualising the stroke. Well, what do you say you add to this boat?
I'd like to say now, because I've been in the eight quite a few years and we've progressed and evolved together, a lot of the girls in the crew, that I can add, I know how an eight should feel now when it's going well. So I can play quite a big part on making sure that we stay on it. You know, it's quite hard for the girls, they're tired.